Listening Library presents Beware That Girl by Teresa Toten. Read for you by Georgina Marie. Tuesday, March 22nd. Kate and Olivia. Neither girl moved. The young blonde on the bed didn't move because she couldn't, and the blonde in the chair didn't because, well, it seemed that she couldn't either. Two doctors, a nurse, and an orderly barged in, disturbing their silence. They lifted the body in the bed using a sheet, changed the bedding, checked her pulse and heart rate, tapped, touched, and shone lights into unseeing eyes. This time, they removed the long cylindrical tube that had been taped to the girl's mouth. The withdrawal of the tube was ugly. The body seized, arced, and then spasmed. When they left, the girl in the chair resumed her vigil, numbed by the reek of ammonia and latex. The doctors never told her anything, so she'd stopped asking. The bedridden girl was attached to a tangled mess of tubes and wires. They led from her battered body to several monitors and a single pole that branched out like a steel tree, blooming with bags of IV fluid. Things beeped and hummed on a random timetable that neither girl heard. In the 48 hours since their arrival, the girl in the chair rarely broke her vigil to stretch, sleep, or go to the bathroom. Her normally perfect blonde hair clung to her scalp, greased darker now with sweat, mud, and dried blood. She sat spellbound by the monitors, by the ever-changing colored dots.